Hey everybody, Tim Evanicki here with The College Audition, back again with another episode of The College Audition Podcast with my special guest today, Kevin Halpin, professor and musical theater program coordinator in the Department of the Performing Arts at SUNY Cortland. How are you, Kevin?
I'm great. How are you, Tim?
Great. So we always like to get to know the person before the program. So why don't you give us a little bit about your background and career that led you up to your time at SUNY Cortland?
Sure. Quick Writer's Digest. So I've been doing musical theater since I was five on my own. And then I did ultimately go to school for it. Back in the Stone Ages, when I rode my dinosaur to school, there were only like three musical theater programs that existed in the country. I did go to Syracuse for my undergrad. Graduated in 1983. Spent the next 10 years working as a professional. I met my wife in 84. We were lucky enough to frequently get cast together in shows. So we're just professionals. And as a director choreographer, had my daughter, our first daughter, thought about it, decided, though people do it, we did not want to raise a child as, you know, gypsy performers in New York City. I went back to school, got my master's degree from Brooklyn College in directing. Right after I graduated, spent 3 years at Millikan University as the musical theater specialist and director of dance, and then came to Cortland in 1999 to start the musical theater program. And we've been here since.
You are a founder of the musical theater program.
Yeah, I am actually the founder of the musical theater program.
You're the guy.
I'm the guy. Two of us hired. One person essentially from the theater and dance side, and one person from the music side. The person that was hired as the musical director 2 weeks before we were going to start our second year quit. So it was me and then, right. So,
which degree or degrees do you offer at SUNY Cortland? More than just even what you're overseeing, but what are the performance degrees available?
The one of the things that's unique about our department is the only performance degree we offer is in musical theater. We offer a BA and a BFA in musical theater, and then a minor in musical theater. Those are the only majors that the department offers. So all our focus and resources are aimed and spent on the musical theater program.
And you oversee both the BA and the BFA musical theater program?
Yes.
Beautiful. We're going to, as we go through all of the questions, my listeners know we always ask the same questions. Let's try to divide those out for our listeners too, because there's some slight changes there.
Yeah.
So now it's time that I'm going to put you on the spot again. I always ask my guests to give me their elevator pitch, about 60 seconds. Why should students be looking at Cortland?
Cortland is unique in that it is the only one that we found, certainly, that where it's true that musical theater is the only degree that is offered in performing arts. So you're not competing with actors for the roles in the straight plays or dancers for the dance roles or, you know, singers for the singer roles. You are the talent pool. Everyone in our program is focused on finding your potential as an artist, not trying to turn you into something that we think you should be, or not trying to cast a particular class of people where you all have your little roles to fill. We are very focused on each person's potential and helping them find it as strongly as they can before they graduate. Everyone you're working with are people who have worked and continue to work as musical theater professionals, either as performers or directors or choreographers. So you're working with people who have a real-world understanding of what it is to be a musical theater professional performer, how that's ever-changing, and keeping up with those changes as much as we can. We are very much dedicated to a diverse and inclusive atmosphere. We work very hard to make sure everyone feels included. It is an atmosphere of support and encouragement, not just from your faculty and staff, but also that permeates down to the students as well.
Very well said. You've done that before. So let's dive in now and tell me then, if I am, let's start with BFA. If I am a BFA musical theater student coming to my first year at SUNY Cortland, walking onto campus, what does that first year look like for me? What classes am I taking?
Your first year, we have core classes that you will be taking. Of course, there is, you know, the freshman English. That's the GE part of your absolute requirement in your freshman year. But a lot of your most of your first semester and your second semester really is focused on courses relative to the major. You have a private voice teacher from your very first semester to your very last semester on campus. You have an hour voice lesson. Plus, we have what we call rep class once a week, where it's a master class where all of the voice teachers and all of the students are together in a room, and people get up and perform and get comments. You have the opportunity usually twice a semester to perform in rep class, but you're always there participating as a spectator as well. You also have twice a week, you have an opportunity to work with an accompanist that is also included in your tuition, no additional fees. You have your acting class, acting one, the first semester. You also have what we call basic musicianship, which is a combination sight singing / music theory course. You have piano, and you have ballet one. All of our students start at the ballet one level. If students do come in with significant dance training, starting in that second semester, their schedule might be adjusted to allow them to take additional classes as well. But we'd like to have that nice first basic semester to really assess technique and identify perhaps some technique that might not be, that needs a little adjustment. So that first semester, that's what it is. Second semester is fairly similar, except it's the second version of acting. It's acting two and basic musicianship two. If you didn't get piano in the first semester, you'll have piano in the second semester. Usually we like to have students get in the first semester, but sometimes schedule-wise that usually works out, but sometimes it doesn't. And again, the second half of freshman English and voice again every semester. You're all and the BA is identical. The first year of the major for the BA and the BFA are identical. They are not different. They are. It's really one pool of first year actors.
And so I think generally the perception is that a BA program includes more gen eds into the degree. Is that true at Cortland?
That is very true. The gen ed requirement is significantly higher for the BA program. For example, we have what we call liberal arts studies classes, which is some classes in the major fulfill them, but mostly it's classes outside of the major. For the BFA, you're doing 30 credits of the liberal arts studies classes. For the BA, it's 90 credits of the liberal arts studies classes. Our BA program is focused designed for someone who has a really strong interest in musical theater, wants to be involved probably in musical theater, either going into grad school or professionally, but not as a performer or on that creative side. Maybe somebody who wants to look into administration or casting or public relations or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So where does the curriculum, you mentioned what there's more of, what does the BA student take less of? Am I saying that right? Does the give and take?
So the more focused classes moving forward for the performance track, for lack of a better word, the BFA being a performance track, there are three semesters of musical theater performance, whereas in the BA there's one semester of musical theater performance required. There's two semesters of acting for the BA, where there are at least four semesters of acting for the BFA. The way the BFA is written, you also have like five elective courses that have to be at the 300 or 400 level. So those can be additional acting classes or choreography class, and that's not required for the BA. Those are required for the BFA. Mm-hmm. The theater history is the same for both. The BA doesn't have the final project / showcase requirement which is what it sounds like. It's showcase. Right. That's not part of the BA program. There's also the dance requirement is shorter. Again, it's only 2 years. The dance requirement is fulfilled in 2 years for the BA. The voice lessons are the requirement is only 2 years for the BA.
So tell me then, during the 4 years, the performance opportunities, are all shows open to all people, or are some specifically BFA that the BAs aren't able to participate in?
Actually, all of our auditions are open to the entire campus, not just actually the community. It hasn't happened in a long time, but when I first got here, it was a policy that existed that the performances were open to everyone in the institution. There wasn't a major, so the students weren't getting the training to work at a significantly higher level. So yes, officially everything's open to the entire campus. I will tell you that minors have gotten cast. And when we do larger shows like Music Man, for example, the kids will cast young people from the community, like children from the community for the young roles.
Yeah, you just said something that I've never heard before, is that your productions are open community-wide. So
that's a tradition that goes back, long predates me. I will say that as the program has grown and the quality of our students have grown and the students have gotten the training under their belt, it has become fairly rare except in the case when we're doing a really large show where we're looking for generational differences in a significant way. That community people, other than children, are cast.
So I'm curious, and I don't know this answer. When you first got to Cortland, which came first, the BA or the BFA?
The BA. When I got to Cortland, like 5 years before, the music department and the theater department had been put together to create the Department of Performing Arts, and their majors were deactivated. So there was no major. So the decision was that what would make sense is to have a musical theater major. And being a liberal arts college, the administration and the people who were in the department thought that the BA would be the best fit. But they also were smart enough to know they needed to bring somebody in who had experience and was focused on musical theater to create and shepherd the program. So the BFA is actually relatively new. It was kind of my quest, shall we say, throughout the time here to get to that BFA program. There was a lot of because it's a liberal arts institution, there was a lot of talk about, is this something that could fit into our institution? Probably about 4 years before we started our BFA program, the fine arts, visual arts, did get a BFA program. So that kind of was at least a leg in for us, like, see, we can do this. So the BFA is now, we're graduating our second class of BFA students.
So you're 5 or 6 years old?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, I knew. I mean, I'm originally, we talked before we started recording, I'm originally from that area, and I don't remember there weren't many BFAs back, you know. It wasn't quite when the dinosaurs were roaming the earth, like you said. I think for me it was just after that, but there weren't a lot of BFAs out there, so that's why I was curious how long that BFA had been around there, because I guess I didn't know that answer. But your BA is very heavy on the performance opportunities, and
it is. And I will say, before we created the BFA, we would essentially advise students into, I mean, not as extensive as it is as the BFA, but we would advise students into the coursework that would enable them to get the skills that they needed and wanted to go be performer. That made for them to have very, very heavy schedules, because the GEs were so much more extensive than what the BFA has.
So how many shows a year is Cortland producing?
We usually do four. We have occasionally done five. So we do four, at least two musicals, and either a play or either two musicals in a straight play or three musicals in a straight play. This year, we're doing three musicals in a straight play, happens to be the model for this particular year. We just started with Create Theater in New York City. Producer Kate Camerata has started a partnership with us to work on developing new musicals. So I am directing a staged reading of a new musical called The Bone Harp that has performances at the beginning in early December. Earlier in the semester, we produced the play Proof in partnership with the local professional theater, Cortland Repertory Theater, in their downtown Cortland space. And then in the spring, I'm directing Seussical, and Dr. Conley, the chair, is directing Cabaret.
Great. Tell us about some of the other faculty members there. You just mentioned a couple, but who are the other key players that the students are going to interact with while they're there?
Yes, Dr. Dina Conley is currently chair. She's the other full-time faculty director. Her focus is spoken voice as well as her other specialty, and dialects. She is very, very, she loves musical theater too. She tends to be more attracted to the darker things and straight plays as well. Like, for example, she loves Sam Shepard. she's the other acting teacher, the other full-time acting teacher, teaches scene study and styles. She teaches directing as well. It's nice because we have so much respect for each other and a shared vision of what a musical theater program should be, but such different styles and tastes that it really enables our students to get a broad range of both material and approach to the work. Mm-hmm. Dr. Conley is the other person who, she and I are the ones that are the primary audition adjudicators. Usually both of us are at every audition. Occasionally, sometimes if show rehearsal works, that'll be one or the other of us. The other people we have are excellent, excellent group of voice teachers. We have two full-time voice teachers and two part-time voice teachers that have really heavy schedules, but they're part-time officially. Again, people who are both continue to work as professionals and are very... have strong traditional classical music voice training, but also understand the nature of how musical theater requires styles and vocal production that might sound different than what classical voice sounds like. So they're very focused on helping our students know how to sing what modern musical theater material is and sing in a modern musical theater way, even the traditional material, not that more operatic flavor and sound. Our dance faculty, Cindy Halpin, my wife, is the ballet teacher. Again, she and I worked as professionals for a decade or so before we came into academic theater. Her initial training was as a ballet dancer, and she discovered theater and me. And so what's great about Cindy, she's the best teacher I know, far and away. But what's great about her, she understands and totally believes in true classic ballet technique, but knows how to demystify it and make it practical and help a musical theater student, especially somebody who's never danced before, understand the nature of it and understand why it is the core of the movement here. You're in a ballet class every semester you are here because it is the core of our movement, not just as dance, but as control and strength and poise and all of the things that come from classical ballet. But again, she doesn't teach it like she's, a Russian ballet mistress. And she, again, having been a person who performed in an audition, she knows the skills you need to succeed at an audition, where most classical ballet teachers wouldn't even think of starting working on pirouettes until, your third year of ballet. It's like, nope, our first semester. Because you're going to go into audition, they're going to say, okay, double pirouette, and you have to be able to do it. Right. So our other full-time dance teacher, our other dance teacher is... Terry Robinson. She's actually British. She's this incredible woman. She worked with Fosse. She worked with Gower Champion. She worked with Gillian Lynn. She ran the Hamburg Company of Katz in Germany as the resident choreographer director. She's had this incredible career, and she is this huge powerhouse of energy. It's great to listen to that British accent speak, and she pushes our students in a really wonderful way. I mean, coming from a place of caring, but hard and honest. Where Cindy teaches all the ballet, most of the ballet classes. Terry teaches the tap jazz and musical theater dance classes. And then we have the third dance teacher position. We have somebody new this semester. His name is Tucker Carl, who also comes from a professional background and is teaching our advanced jazz classes, one of the ballet classes, and audition/styles dance class as well. So, again, people who have worked and continue to work, both Terry and Cindy continue to work as choreographers and I continue to work as director choreographer, and so does Dina continue to work as a director as well as performer. So that's the dance faculty. We have a wonderful tech faculty that are incredibly dedicated, and we do not yet have a tech major, which is something we are working to try to work to create a tech concentration. But any of our students who have an interest, any of our performance students or our BA students who have an interest in tech, our tech staff like welcomes them with open arms and, you know, brings them in and teaches them and works with them. And if someone wants to do independent study, is right there to work on it with them. So, again, the primary focus throughout our faculty is that we want you to find your best you, and however we're going to make, we'll do whatever we can to make that happen.
Beautiful. I'm assuming that this is more attainable for your BAs, but talk to us a little bit about what possibilities there are to minor in other things, even both within the performing arts and as well as outside of the performing arts.
The only minor we offer within the performing arts is the musical theater minor. So if you're a musical theater major, you really can't do the musical theater minor. What sometimes happens is someone starts as a musical theater major and decides, I don't know, this might be too much for me. A lot of times they'll transfer that to a musical theater minor. We do have people come in that may have wanted to be musical theater majors but didn't win that battle with their parents, so they'll be minors. But the other minors our students usually do, communications is the most common. A minor in communications aimed at public relations or broadcast. That's the most common minor our students do. We have had a student who did exercise science as a minor. We've had students do vocal pathology as a minor, dealing with being a vocal pathologist and coaching people with vocal problems. We've had students do biology minor. That was a lot for them, but they did it. So it is doable, particularly with the BA. It's much easier than with the BFA. And we have had people do the BFA. It usually winds up you're doing 5 years to complete, but...
Yeah. That, I think that's pretty standard. You might have to add some extra time because there's already a BFA is already like a triple major because So tell us a little bit about Cortland, the town, not the college. Students always, you know, they're going to leave the walls of the university every now and then. What is there to do around there?
Cortland is very much a college town in terms of most of the downtown businesses are fairly focused on student interests. It is actually a beautiful, beautiful little town nestled in, you know, the mountains and the Finger Lakes regions of New York City. The fall is, it's so beautiful right now. It's so, so beautiful. It's cold, but it's actually lovely to look at. There are a bunch of restaurants and a lot of bars. We're within a 40-minute drive of Ithaca, which is more of a city with a lot more places to go, and about a 40-minute drive to Syracuse, which again is a much bigger city with a very large mall and entertainment venues and lots more restaurants. There are beautiful hiking trails that if you're someone who really likes being out in nature, there are some of the most picturesque trails with waterfalls And it is very mountainous, so the vistas are absolutely glorious. The town is very friendly and welcoming to the students. So the town-town relationship is pretty strong. The way it's located, literally, the campus is on the hill, and you walk, you know, three blocks down the hill, and that's where Main Street is, where all, you know, primarily the bars and the restaurants and the small stores. And then there's, you know, we have a doing Walmart a little further out, and there is a bus from campus to the other stores as well. There's movie theater. There's the Cortland Repertory Theater is here downtown during the winter, and then up in the summer is a little further north of town. You're close to Ithaca, so there's Hangar Theater and there's Kitchen Theater. There's Roadhouse in both Ithaca that brings tours in, and Syracuse and Binghamton, which is like 45 minutes south of us. So there's lots of available places for entertainment as well when you're here. What else is special? There's if you're into skiing, there are several ski resorts nearby that cater both like Bunny Hill newbies to people who have skills as well. So there's a lot to do around Cortland besides the campus.
Yeah, that central New York area does have a lot of theater in it, especially over the summer. The ones you mentioned, of course, the Rev, the Merry-Go-Round as well, are all very close by. So a lot, you know, it's not a bustling metropolis, Cortland, but it's very, very close to a lot of really amazing culture.
Every year in January, those local theaters have their auditions in the same weekend, which makes it easier for college students who aren't in the area to attend all three theaters' local auditions. And we've had students work at all of them, actually, at some different points.
Yeah. So let's transition now into speaking about the audition process. Are both the BA and the BFA auditioned?
Yes, you do have to audition for both programs. We do not do pre-screens. It is in-person auditions only. At this point, we're only accepting virtual auditions from international students. But the audition is the same for both the BA and the BFA students.
Mm-hmm.
So
with no pre-screen, where is it? Students just submit their application and then choose a pre-screen date. Where do you hold your auditions?
So we do two on-campus auditions. Our first one is coming up November 19th. That's on campus. Our other on-campus audition is April 1st. Mm-hmm. So we just do that in our building. Then we have auditions in New York City the same weekend as Unifieds. We're not connected to Unifieds, but we're in town the same time they are. A little around the corner from them this year because it booked up pretty quick. January 28th, you can get audition appointments. On the 29th, we do a walk-in day where you can. There's a sign-up sheet available on the 28th, or you can just walk in if we've got room, we'll take you in. And that's at Ripley Greer Studios, the one on 38th. And then on March 11th at Open Jar Studios in New York City.
Great.
We also do Marcus, which is that New Jersey Mid-Atlantic Regional College Audition Conference, whatever this is. And that's November 11th.
Or 12th. There are actually quite a few opportunities to yes. audition for you other than yeah. just on campus. But again, yeah. if you have the opportunity to visit campus for that audition, I encourage students to do that because you will yeah. fall in love with that campus and that area if you get yourself there.
I think it's always a good idea that if you can get to campus. If not for the audition, make sure you get to campus before you make your commitments because being on campus is going to give you a stronger feel of, is this the right place for me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so what are the audition requirements?
You have two 30-second, 16-bar, 30-second cuts. One from pre-1960, so more traditional musical theater. And the second one can be contemporary or pre-1960, if that's what you feel strongly about. A one-minute contemporary monologue, no dialect, just simple, straightforward. It can be comic or dramatic. And then we have a dance call that we teach you a combination.
Great. So approximately how many applicants are you getting every year?
Pre-pandemic, right, we usually get somewhere between around 200 the top was 300 right before the pandemic. But again, we've come back. Last year we had, I think, like 190. Mm-hmm. And this year we don't know yet.
Right. I think it'll be back up because you're back to normal auditions in other locations. And
yeah.
I think so. And so how many are you aiming for an incoming class, and how many offers do you make to get there?
Well, we look to bring in 20, around 20 in an incoming class. Here's the honest truth is we look at individuals. We do have rolling admissions as well. And one of these days it's going to come and bite us, but it hasn't too badly yet. We look at the individuals, and if they think they can succeed here, that Cortland would be the right fit for, if we perceive that Cortland would be the right fit for them, that we are confident that we can help them sort of reach that potential they have, we make the offer. So we'll make anywhere. We're making around 50 to 60 offers every year. People foolishly choose to go to other programs, but but so far we haven't actually had 40 people show up, which is good. But so that's just the honest. That's about what we do.
Okay. And so when you're looking for a student that you believe is a perfect fit for your program, what are the qualities you're looking for?
First and foremost, a genuine sort of connection and commitment to the material. Yes, nice vocal technique is nice. And yes, being able to do a triple pirouette into a split is great. But it's more about them being alive and present in the moment, that there's this humanity about them and this need and this desire to share and connect. That's the primary thing we're looking for. A commitment to being there, commitment to, okay, I've done this, I'm ready. Because we have students with various resources and accessibility to class and voice lessons and all that. So it's never about the technique. It's always about how committed and how strongly they are approaching the work.
Great.
That's its core of it. And that's really who we look to see. We try to chat with them a little bit to get a feel for, who they are and how present.
Yeah. So there's one thing that I actually had written down that I wanted to ask you about, and now it's a little out of order, but you did mention your senior showcase. And that is something that it's a thing again post-pandemic. So can you tell us a little bit about what you do for showcase?
Well, we have two models. We had the traditional model where we would take, we'd bring someone in to direct, work on the material, do a performance on campus, but then take it and do a performance in New York City and invite agents. But the other model we used last year was, instead of bringing something down to New York, we brought a casting director and some agents up here to work with our students. We did present the showcase and they commented on that, but each individual student got time separately with each of the agents, and then we had a Q&A session with all of them, and then the casting director did a masterclass with them as well. So we gave this year's seniors the option, and they chose the more traditional go down to New York version for this year.
Mm-hmm. Great. So, Kevin, if students or parents want to get some more information on SUNY Cortland, what's the best way to get in touch?
Well, the website is the easiest. It's, sunycortland.edu. You can get right to the website. You can always email me at kevin@halpin.cortland.edu, or you can call the department office and speak to our amazing administrative assistant, Janine, at 607-753-2811.
Thank you so much for sitting down and chatting with us today.
My pleasure.
And getting the word out about your awesome program. I know that I have several students this year from all over the country that have Cortland on their list. So looking forward to seeing how they do.
Oh, also social media. I always forget that. So our social media, SUNY Court Perform, is our Instagram. It's pretty easy to find. Same thing for Twitter. And our Facebook page, if you put SUNY Cortland Performing Arts, the Facebook page comes up.
And for those people who aren't from New York, SUNY is S-U-N-Y, and it is pronounced SUNY. I have, every year I have Sunny Cortland, Sunny Fredonia, Sunny, like, no. S-U-N-Y, SUNY, State University of New York. All right, Kevin, thank you so much. We look forward to having you around here again real soon, and thanks so much for stopping by.
Take care, Tim. Thanks all right. for having me.
Bye-bye. For more information on the exciting training, workshops, and resources we have to offer at The College Audition, please visit us online at www.thecollegeaudition.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.